All right, let's get to our Raise the Roof game highlights brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects, is the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing is celebrating 90 years of quality, integrity, and customer care serving Chicagoland. Well, the Wildcats got the ball first, and they scored first. They owned the ball for the first 7 minutes and 15 seconds, 14 plays. They covered 66 yards, 56 of those on the ground, with Caleb Komalafe carrying 3 times for 33 yards. They moved from their own 25 to the Purdue 13. From there, they would call on their kicker. From the right hash, out of the hole to Henry Helms to give the Cats the early lead in this one. 27-yard field goal attempt. Here's the snap. Placement kick by Olsen on the way to the uprights. It is good. And Northwestern takes the lead on Purdue with 7:45 to go here in the first quarter. It's Northwestern 3, Purdue nothing. Boilermakers then went 3 and out on their first possession of the game. The Cats, after the punt, took over on their own 26. Again, a 14-play drive. This time they had to go a little further, 74 yards, using 8 minutes and 10 seconds, aided by a pair of defensive pass interference penalties on the Boilermakers. They got it down to the Purdue 3-yard line. Two receivers left. Elagon split to the right side. Komalafe behind the quarterback, Stone. And the fake by Stone. He'll loft it into the end zone. Touchdown, Hunter Welsing. Caught it at the 1 and stepped into the end zone. A little lob pass from Preston Stone, and the Wildcats extend the lead with 13-13 to go here in the first half. For Preston Stone, his 9th touchdown pass of the year, and the 2nd touchdown catch for Hunter Welsing. 10-0 Northwestern with nearly the entire second quarter to play. After another Purdue punt, Cats took over on their own 20-yard line. They immediately got a big play, a 35-yard pass from Stone to Hayden Elagon II with a horse collar tackle call tacked on that moved the ball all the way down the Purdue 20, and from there they would call on their kicker, the Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week once again. Jack connected earlier from 27. He's made 6 in a row. And a 38-yard try. From the left hash, here's the snap. Placement kick by Olsen on the way. He's got the distance. It is good. Jack Olsen remains money. And the Wildcats extend the lead with 8:38 to go in the first half. The score now, Northwestern 13 and Purdue nothing. That was the score at halftime. And going into the third quarter, when Purdue got the ball first, they had to start from their own 8 after the kickoff was fielded on the 1-yard line, and they got it at the 8. They didn't really do anything with it, punted it to the Cats, who started from their own 24. Another defensive pass interference call on the Boilermakers helped this drive as the Cats got it to the 12-yard line, and Stone again went to the air looking for a familiar target. Cats break the huddle. 3 receivers right, Welsing the wide man, Wilden Wagner to that side. And here's the snap to Stone. Looking, throwing to the end zone, touchdown! Griffin Wilde, for the 4th straight game, finds the end zone. And the Cats get back on the board with 4:01 to go in the third. It's 19-0. Cats went for 2 and failed, so it was 19-0. Purdue then turned the ball over on downs. Cats got it back, went 3 and out for the first time today on their first possession of the fourth quarter. Purdue, starting from their own 20, got their biggest play of the day, a pass from their quarterback Malachi Singleton to wide receiver Corey Smith, 48 yards, but he was stripped of the ball by the Wildcats' Braden Turner, and Rob Fitzgerald recovered at the Northwestern 30-yard line. Cats looked like they would get something going. Big run by Deshaun Reeder for 28 yards to the Purdue 42. He then coughed it up. Purdue took over on their own 28. They had a 26-yard screen pass to Devin Mockabee, but again, they came up with a 4th down and were stopped, turning it over on downs at the Northwestern 17-yard line. And again, the Cats took over, went 3 and out. Purdue got it back. but the Cats came up with yet another takeaway. Second down and 10 here from the Purdue 28-yard line. Tuggle starts in motion. Snap to Singleton. Singleton under some pressure from Flakes. Now he's hit, lets it go. Intercepted by the Wildcats. It's Mac Uline with the interception and down at the 29-yard line. He came close earlier. He gets his third pick of the year, and the Wildcats have it at the Purdue 29. Brendan Flakes was this close to sacking the quarterback, and he threw it up for grabs. The Cats, though, would turn it back over to the Boilermakers as Preston Stone was intercepted by Smiley Bradford at the Purdue 14-yard line. So the Boilermakers got something going. A 26-yard pass from Singleton to Mockaby again got the ball out near midfield. But then the Cats came up with a takeaway. Here's Singleton to throw. He's hit, fumbles the football. Brendan Flakes picks it out of the air and on his feet to the 44-yard line. The Wildcat defensive tackle Brendan Flakes joins the turnover party here at Northwestern Medicine Field. And the Wildcats come up with another takeaway. Their third of the day, setting them up in Purdue territory. They would drive at field goal range. Jack Olson, though, missed ending his string of seven straight successful field goals. And the Cats still with a 19-0 lead before they forced yet another turnover on downs. And they ran out the clock to record their fourth straight win, 19-0.